Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've all heard about the tight labor market and the resulting wage inflation that has occurred over the past few years. Now we're hearing about layoffs, especially in the tech industry. Our next guest's organization recently completed a compensation study for her sector in which nearly 500 nonprofit organizations participated. Mary Dell Hayes is with Together SC, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Mary Dell, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Together SC.
Well, there are a large number of nonprofits in South Carolina. In fact, we make up more than 10% of the workforce. And so Together SC serves as the convener for those nonprofits, making sure that they have access to information and support and leadership to make sure that we are best suited to advance the work of the nonprofits in South Carolina.
All right, now tell us about this latest edition of your annual compensation study.
Yes, we know that the labor market is quickly changing and nonprofits feel that pressure just as much as for-profit businesses. And so Together SC worked with a number of funders and philanthropic partners across the state to put together a comprehensive look at what it takes to make the nonprofits in South Carolina successful when it comes to compensation and benefits.
Probably one of the things that makes your sector stand out more would be benefits, right? Employee benefits are not something normally found with nonprofits. Is that right?
Well, fortunately, more than 50% of nonprofits in South Carolina currently provide some type of health insurance for their employees. But we know that nonprofit is not a business model. It's just a tax status. And so we are really calling on folks who serve on boards and who lead nonprofits to make sure that the professionals working in this sector are appropriately compensated for their labor.
All right. So what are some of the other key findings that came out of this study?
One of the key findings that we identified through this study is that nonprofit leaders with 2 to 5 years of experience are those most likely to leave the field. We know that that building that talent pipeline is critical in being able to continue to make South Carolina the best place for our family to live, work, or do business. And so we are hoping that those board members that are listening today will take the lead in investing in our future generation of leaders, making sure that they have what they need to be successful and that mentorship as well, and making it through some of the more challenging times of leadership.
How about wages themselves? Are nonprofits as a whole able to pay a living wage?
There's still a misconception that folks who work for nonprofits should volunteer, but these professionals who work in nonprofits have mortgages just like anyone else who has a job, and so they should be appropriately compensated for their labor. Unfortunately, many of our nonprofits are not currently paying a living wage. We hope that by helping them to know what an appropriate wage is, that we can work with our nonprofits, with our funders, and with our community leaders to make sure that the people who work in the sector day in and day out have what they need to be personally and professionally successful as well.
Now, how about turnover in the nonprofit sector for employees?
Turnover in the nonprofit sector is an issue just like in the for-profit sector, but sometimes it can be even more of an issue because our nonprofits are working in very emotionally challenging fields where the people in this work are most at risk for burnout. So we work to make sure that nonprofit employees have the support that they need, whether that's through an employee assistance program, which Together SC offers to our members, or providing that other professional networking and assistance and making sure that people have the support to get through those tough times.
And now, how about the percentage of nonprofit leadership that is nearing retirement age, looking to retire sometime soon? It's happening all across corporate America too. The aging of America, people are retiring. Is this happening in the nonprofit sector as well?
The nonprofit sector is facing the same change in generational leadership that the for-profit sector is facing. And we are working with our organizations to make sure that they are building up the next generation of leaders to make sure that we don't have a void in our communities when that transition happens.
Well, Mary Dell, thank you so much for the update and for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having us, Mike. It's a privilege.
Mary Dell Hayes is with Together SC. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.